Directly or indirectly, recent controversies related to Arizona Public Service have at least in part led to renewed discussion about electricity deregulation in the state. Last week on the show, Corporation Commissioner Justin Olson advocated for it with the hope that consumers would get both reliability and lower rates. But what does deregulation look like? And how far would commissioners go in truly opening up Arizona's energy market? With me to talk about that is Ryan Randazzo, Arizona Republic reporter who focuses on energy and utilities. So, Ryan, let's define our terms to start. What does deregulation really mean when the commissioners talk about it?
Well, they've got a rule that they're tinkering with right now, and basically it would allow competition in the electric company business. So right now, depending on where you live or where your business is, you don't get a choice. You are served by a utility that serves that territory. What they are talking about doing is allowing alternative energy companies to come in and supply the power. The utilities like APS, Salt River Project, they would still maintain the power lines that transmit the power, but somebody else could sell you the actual generation. So it would be someone else's power plant, and they're the ones that would supply the electricity that people use.
So at this point, who would get that option? Because a lot of consumers are thinking, and there have been a lot of complaints about APS publicly. I'm sure SRP, their complaints also. But would consumers get a chance at this?
Not necessarily. And that's one of the biggest points of discussion here. The proposal they have right now would only allow big customers, big business customers. So we're talking big grocery stores, big box stores, data centers, that kind of thing. Those customers would get to shop around for their electric provider. The commission staff doesn't recommend that homeowners and household residential customers are allowed to do this. However, some of the commissioners would like to see that. So that'll be one of the decision points they have, is whether to allow competition just for big businesses or whether households would be able to shop for electric providers as well.
Who are some of the big people or big groups that like this concept potentially, and what are the ones that are a little bit scared?
The people that are really pushing it are the folks that would like to come in and sell electricity to Arizonans and displace some of the or take away some of the business from the incumbent utilities.
So some financial motivation.
Some financial motivation for sure. And predictably, the big utilities oppose it because they don't want someone to come in and take a piece of their business. There is concern among consumer groups. So in Arizona, we have an office called RUCO. Their job is to look out for residential customers. They have concerns that in the other 14 or so states that have competition, that residential customers have not really seen a benefit. And then one of the interesting groups that is adamantly opposed to this is AARP. They exist in all 50 states, so they have experience dealing with states that don't have regulation and those that do. And as across the board, AARP is adamantly opposed to opening this up for regulation. They say it really just does not offer benefits for residential customers.
Businesses, larger groups, have people who understand the energy market to some extent. They have people who are experts in this. Consumers don't have that often when it comes to this.
Right.
Is this a way of sort of greasing the wheels in a sense of saying, hey, maybe we can try it with corporations, and then if it works out, then maybe we take that next step in 3, 5, 10 years, whatever it may be?
Well, it would be easier to start with corporations because there's fewer. So you wouldn't have millions of customers shopping for power, and you wouldn't have to oversee a market where millions of people are out there looking and in a competitive market. Mm-hmm. So it would be an easy way to transition into this to see if it works, see if the large business customers actually get a benefit from this, and then open it up to residential customers. But the concern from AARP and RUCO is, one, as you mentioned, the residential customers don't have enough information to make informed decisions on what the best rate plan is. And then that gets compounded in competitive markets where you have these energy companies come in and throw a lot of information at consumers to really cloud it. So it starts to look a lot like the cell phone market, mm-hmm. where you get all sorts of sort of bizarre deals, and it's hard to compare one plan at a provider with another plan, and people end up paying more than they would if they had just stuck with their basic utility plan.
What's the possibility? We know SRP is not regulated by the Corporation Commission. How could this affect SRP at some point eventually?
Well, Arizona did open up the markets for competitive electricity in 1999 and 2000, and there was a brief period of time where some large customers did get to shop for their electricity. That eventually got shut down around the time of the California energy crisis, and then later a court decision in Arizona that said some of the things that Arizona was doing were not constitutional. So that effectively ended the competitive market in Arizona around the 2004 timeframe. But we still have statutes on the books that would allow competition for public power providers like Salt River Project. So it's possible that if the Corporation Commission approves this for APS and Tucson Electric Power, that SRP could see competition as well.
We know the renewable market is huge and growing in Arizona and across other areas of the country as well. What would deregulation or increased competition potentially mean for renewables?
So deregulation could boost the use of renewables in Arizona. We have a standard right now. Utilities like APS need to get 15% of their energy from solar and wind and those type of sources by 2025. If you allow deregulation, what you could have is entire cities. So I think a likely candidate would be the city of Tempe. They want more renewable energy than what's currently mandated by the state. So in a competitive market, Tempe could go out and say, we want 80% or 90% renewable energy and find an energy company that will provide that for them, and they could contract for the entire city's electrical needs. So that's one way deregulation could increase the use of renewables. But there's some question as to whether or not that would be the case. If consumers are shopping for energy, they might well just go with the least expensive energy. There are some companies that come to Arizona, like Apple, that want more renewables, and there are some that don't necessarily and would probably just be happy to use 100% natural gas power if they could, if that were the cheapest option for them. There's also the question, if you have multiple people selling electricity, then you have to work out with them, how do they compensate residential customers for the solar on their roof? As you know, that has been really controversial in the state of Arizona in the last 8 years or so. Mm-hmm. And they sort of have it worked out now with APS and TEP on how they compensate for rooftop solar. But if you bring in a bunch of competing companies, would they have to follow the same rules, or would we set new so-called net metering rules for them?
A lot to watch for. And best person to talk to, Ryan Randazzo of the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. Thanks as always.
Thanks a lot.